What's up, Elite Squad? Elite Gentro here, back again with another messy future episode. I miss starting my podcast with like something cool, right? But I just haven't found something cool as of now. So I'm gonna be playing with something. I find myself a little more concentrated whenever I'm playing with something. So today I'm gonna choose these scissors. You don't really see the scissors, like if they're just going like that, you will basically just see my finger go there. But yeah, I'll be playing with scissors for. I'll be playing with scissors for anybody that's watching the podcast. Any reason? No, I'm not trying to be dramatic or anything. I just do it. So, what else? Welcome everybody. Remember that you can watch this either on YouTube or on Spotify. You can listen to it. Apple Podcast, everything. Apple Podcast, by the way, quick announcement. Apple Podcast just released premium Apple Podcasts. So, I'm going to be trying to play with that around and... just to tease it, I don't know. I'm not really sure if I'm gonna do that. But what I'm planning on doing with premium Apple Podcasts, if anybody wants to buy the premium subscription to my podcast, I would be doing kind of a daily journal, because daily journals are kind of easy to make. So I'm probably gonna be doing that. Don't expect much editing or anything. But if you want to know a little bit about my life, a little bit of how I'm living, how I'm feeling, my stream. By the way, you should join twitch.tv/ElyGentro. That's my Twitch streams. I stream there every week. Well, at least I try to stream there every week. And you should join. It's pretty fun to have you guys there. So, yeah, I normally talk about my personal life there. Well, of course, what I can talk about. And I try to make it very interesting. So, maybe I can do the same for Apple Premium Podcast listeners. Maybe you guys can take a look at that if you want to. But for now, no. If you want to keep on being active, you can join my Discord. And if you're already in the Discord, just stay in the Discord for announcements. All of the announcements are in the announcement tab. Now that we are here with the recap, that was a quick recap. I still have just made 2 minutes of the podcast. You already have seen the title of this video, and I'm going to try to explain as fast as possible before you click out of this podcast, because we know you're not going to click out, but you're going to take every single opportunity you get to click out of this podcast. And I want that, because I want you to stay for the whole episode. So... plagiarism. Oh my god, what is plagiarism? Why do you use complicated words, Elite? Thank you. That's something I love doing, just using complicated words. But plagiarism refers to copying, stealing stuff from other people, not crediting people. Many schools state plagiarism in many different ways. There is a plagiarism that, like, you don't give credits to an author that you stole ideas from and stuff. Maybe plagiarism is just asking your friend for the answers and you take their answers and like that. Sometimes even plagiarism is when you offer someone to do their job for them or their homework for them, anything related, and you do it for them and they take it as if they were them. So you're doing plagiarism by just doing, well, you're technically not doing plagiarism by selling it, except if you're part of the institution, because that's not part of the ethic code, etc. But if you're using somebody else's work that you pay someone to do, if it's in that context, probably you will still count as plagiarism. But I'm not going to talk about how, like, I don't want to get you bored with how plagiarism is bad for you and why you shouldn't be doing it and about how it can affect yourself. No, I'm going to talk about my experience with plagiarism, why I hate it. I'm kind of a nerd who hates plagiarism. Maybe some of my fellow listeners do. I know one of our listeners, Purple God, that's his username, of course. He also was sharing talks with me about plagiarism. He mentioned that he also hated it, and he mentioned that one of his things he likes to do is just snitch on whoever copies or something, because he doesn't like to just be part of it. He doesn't think it's fair to have, well, he doesn't think it's fair to have people have an advantage over something that's unfair. And I agree with him totally, but I'm not on the snitch part. So let's talk about my experience with plagiarism. If you're somehow someone from my stream where I have been talking about exposing people, I'm not gonna expose anyone. I ain't no snitch. So my experience with plagiarism, first of all, I want to start big. I was going to leave this to the end, but you know, this is messy feature. So 2 seconds ago, I decided that no, I'm not going to actually leave this for the end. This is going to be the start of the podcast. There's a movie. you really should watch it. Please watch that movie. I am asking you. Like, I've barely asked you to watch some content. Man, the movie Scent of a Woman. It's fun. It you learn from it. It's like old, not old, like old, but it's from 2007, I think. It's a very cool movie. Or 2009. I don't know. Where's the... I'm actually going to look it up. Scent of a Woman. Scent of a Woman. There you go. It's a movie from... Yeah, it's a 1992. My bad. It's a 1992. If you have the American Netflix, you'll have it on Netflix there. And I don't know if there's any if it is on any platforms other than that. But yeah, Scent of a Woman is a really cool movie. It has Al Pacino on it. If you don't know who Al Pacino is, he was part of The Godfather, so you probably know him from there. It's a really cool movie. But in that movie, I'm gonna make like a summary of it without actually spoiling it. It starts about a boy who's in college, if I'm not wrong. I think he's in college, and he has a scholarship on that college, and he sees a prank done to their professor and by some like the kids that will normally do. He's like a good kid, and the others are like bad kids, let's call them that way. And they wanted to make a prank on the professor. He saw the prank being made, and he didn't say anything. He ain't no snitch. So they did a prank to the dean. I think that's how you call it, the dean, the college dean, and the college dean somehow, I don't remember the movie very well, I watched it some time ago already, but they end up asking him to say who were the people who did it, and series of events just happen. I don't want to spoil the movie for you, but it's like, there's nothing much to spoil. It's like it's like a movie that people talk to you about it. They can tell you how it ends and everything, but you will still enjoy watching it. So please watch Scent of a Woman. Please, Scent of a Woman. As scent doesn't like scent what you smell. So yeah. He at the end he is asked to say who were the ones who did the prank on the dean. If not, he was gonna get expelled. And he was gonna not get recommended to Harvard, I think, which is something big, because he was in a good college. He had a scholarship in that college. Well, I think he had a scholarship in that college, but he wasn't a very good college. And he was being offered even a better college with scholarship, and just to blew up some other people's lives or careers. And that is the part about plagiarism that I'm going to start talking about, like the big part. And it is that plagiarism exists everywhere. Have you ever seen someone do a presentation with pictures that say like stock photos on it? Like, if you're a teacher, you probably have seen it. If you're a mom, you probably have seen it in your child's work. If you're a worker, you probably have seen it in other workers' presentation. Or... like, you probably have experienced plagiarism in your life. Not plagiarism in the academic way, but we experience plagiarism always. Even I believe that I am, like, yeah, I am guilty of plagiarism because I download sounds for, like, my videos and stuff that I like. I like making edits of videos sometimes for friends and stuff, and I normally add background music, but also for homeworks, and some teachers don't mind because it's not a published work, it's just a private work, and I'm allowed to use sounds that aren't mine, like music that is copyrighted, and they see that I'm using music without rights, not on streams or anything. I do keep that safe, but yeah, I do use I do use that kind of stuff at the time of doing videos, and it's basically plagiarism, but we keep our heads down, because that's the kind of society we live in. I am reading an article called The Ethics of Scent of a Woman, because I knew I was going to talk about Scent of a Woman before looking for this article. This was the first that appeared. I took a look at it, and I liked it. It's from a podcast called Overthinking It. It has over 600 episodes. Wow. But yeah, he actually goes in for a lot of stuff. I actually wish my podcast was this elaborated, but he does. Wait. So, he goes into some points, and one of the points he makes is, well, he makes different points, but one of them is, you think it's the offense is small and victimless. That's one of the reasons why one might lie to an authority figure. Like, one might not, as we say, snitch on plagiarism. One of them is, you think the offense is small and victimless. It's like, okay, why would I snitch on them? Because, like, sometimes you see what might happen to them. For example, in a school, you might see, like, okay, if I snitch, this guy will probably get expelled. Therefore, I will ruin his education plan just because he was dumb enough to copy. And that is something that I criticize about the school system. Yes, and I'm going to get that on that later. But yes, they basically earned it. And that's something I also want to say to people that are fearing doing that. But you still have that, and you're in your complete right to feel that, hey, maybe it's not okay to snitch because I would ruin someone's life and I don't want that, and you don't want to be part of it. And that's okay to think about. But I'm also going to talk about why it's not. So it gives an example talking about how you don't report your neighbors for recycling or your friends for downloading illegal MP3s. This is a bit old. This was made in 2009, but it's correct. Like, you don't do that. You don't make fun of them for doing something that is not completely legal. And that is because you want to, and I'm citing him right here. It says, we want to have a society of tattletales and spies. A society of tattletales and spies wouldn't be very pleasant. And that's completely right. Why would you live in a place where nobody minds your business? And that is where a mind your business society comes in. You kind of want that. You kind of want a society where people mind their own business. There, like, if somebody does something I don't like, maybe I stay quiet and I just don't report it because it really doesn't affect me. And if I do report it, it will affect me. It's like people who are afraid to testify on court. It's like, I don't want to testify because that probably would make the sentence of the criminal worse. And if the sentence of the criminal is worse, then probably he would either come after me, or if the criminal is dangerous, maybe I will have I will be in a worse position than where I started. So that's a lot of people, that's what a lot of people have, fear. And fear is very powerful. So yeah, it's true, the mind your own business thing. But and also another reason he gives is McCarty hearings, for example. Well, no, I'm not gonna cite McCarty hearings. Okay, yes, he talks about how there exists something in the law. I don't know if in Mexican law that exists. I've never heard about it, but he talks about it existing in American law, which means jury nullification, which means, well, the jury is like the people who decide the sentence of the one who's being accused. And the jury can nullify a punishment even by finding someone guilty. Imagine there was a law that said that if you steal a chicken from the supermarket, you are eligible for death penalty. And it's like, well, the jury can be like, yes, he did steal the chicken, but we actually don't want him to be killed because it's a chicken. That's unfair. And that's jury nullification, which doesn't exist in school, sadly. It's not that you can tell the teacher he copied, but don't tell no one. Just punish him or something. But yeah, it's still a punish, right? Like, it's like you don't go to the teacher and say, hey, I want to negotiate me snitching on someone, but you don't actually punish them that hard. Like, maybe instead of giving it, like, 0 credits, you maybe give them half credits for the work they copied. You don't get to do that, and that sucks. Like, that would be cool. Like, maybe sometimes I would like to that teachers will just know that things happen there. And maybe they know. So, for example, every time I talk about my parents about that kind of stuff, and not me, but, like, people who I know copy, because I've heard My school is very, very secure about copying. Of course, I bet there's still ways someone can copy and, yeah, and cheat on the test and anything. But it is very secure in that part. There's schools that have zero security. Our, for example, our online exams are taken in a, like, not in normal Chrome. It's, imagine it's like a super secure Chrome where you can only be in one tab and all of your movements and stuff are being recorded and regulated. Like, you cannot, you're restricted. In other schools, maybe they just Google. So basically they're in an exam, and at the same time, they can just pop out another tab, look for something, close the tab, answer the question. Easy, right? So it's harder for us to do that. But what I mean is, like, I sometimes do tell my mom when I hear this kind of stuff, like, hey, or my dad, and it's like, hey, do you think teachers really don't know people are doing this? Because it's so easy to know that if students are going to have the opportunity to cheat, most of them are going to cheat, because that's the kind of society we live in. And because many people's grades have been just blasting off the roofs. My grades have been the same. I probably think that I'm happy, at least, that they haven't gone down, or I haven't done worse than I expect myself to do. I have sometimes, but I'm okay. It's not like I'm doing far worse. It's not like I'm the risk of anything. That's okay. I would be mad if, like, people that are cheating are, like, getting, I guess, hundreds, and I'm not, and I'm, like, failing, but I'm not. I mind my own business. People can have hundreds while I still do okay, right? I just fear that people that see my grades just see it as, oh, you got good grades, but in the pandemic, that's probably because you copy, and that sucks. That's like, okay, don't discredit me for actually trying. But that seems a good point. Like, whenever you don't feel like a punishment is fair, you don't actually go to an authority and be like, hey, be like, hey, I don't want that. So in the movie, the person that is deciding not to snitch, he didn't snitch because it's a prank. It's like, it's a prank. Okay, he wasn't involved in the prank. He can laugh about the prank. It was funny. But also because he's being blackmailed or threatened, which is the main part of not snitching on plagiarism. It's like you're being threatened. And if I wish that I could talk to a teacher openly about plagiarism without them being like, okay, tell me names. Like, that has never happened, because of course that couldn't be the case, but it has happened to friends, and I have had friends snitch on me, and it's how you realize who are really your friends or not. Or just good people morally, because there's times where you really feel backstabbed, and there's ways of plagiarism, like, there's forms to plagiarism. For example, I think that doing a homework together in a group, if you have the chance to grab a couple friends, do the same homework together, it is not something that's allowed. It's technically cheating, but it's minor. Like, it's like, okay, like, do it if you can. Like, nobody's gonna, yeah, just be intelligent about it. It's like people who are like, if you're gonna copy, at least do it right. I had a teacher that used to say that, guys, if you're gonna copy, at least do it with some brain, okay? Try for me not to get you guys caught. And she's totally right. Like, why would she be mad if she didn't catch it? Like, there's a saying that's like, I think, eyes that don't see, heart that doesn't feel, something like that. But if the eyes don't see, the heart doesn't feel. And that's true. Like, how would you know you're being, yeah, people, like, your students are cheating or breaking the morality code if you just don't know? Of course, as I was saying, but I never finished, my mom and my dad always tells me, do you actually think they don't know? And that is probably the truth. Maybe a lot of teachers know about most of the minor stuff, probably not the big stuff. Why? Because students actually are smart whenever it comes to the big stuff, like final exams. They would probably, like, put some brain into it and be like, you know what? I'll probably try harder. But in minor tests or minor classwork, they probably don't care it's like, okay, I'll just do it. And teachers know, and teachers might be like, okay, it's like, okay, he did a job, I guess. He did it okay, you know, except when it's obvious. But yeah, I do agree that teachers sometimes might just already know what happens. But yeah, the system kind of threatens us to say things. I've been threatened before to call out on people when I don't really want to. And actually, there was this time where I knew somebody in my... I don't know if I've told this story before. Anyways, that's not the story I'm talking about, but I'm going to tell a similar story, but with a different plot, because I don't remember the story when this happened to me. But there was a guy in my school, when I think I was in third grade of elementary school, and this guy... Well, it's okay. It was normal. But there was something that happened that I was in school. And when I... how do you call this? When you at the beginning of school, whenever this was, like, we actually had to go to school, like, IRL school, there was this thing where the teacher will just have her desk and we'll put the homeworks in her desk. And that was all. We'll put the homeworks on her desk, or we will have, like, a little table homework. Homework table, sorry, and we'll just put our homeworks there, and like in piles for each subject, and that was it. We'll just put our works there, and the teacher will get them at the end, hand them to the other teachers when she saw them, so the teachers will be able to grade them. Super easy, super cool, no problem there. But for some reason, when the teacher would check at the end of the first class, like who handed in. And she would just say, okay, let me write down who didn't hand it in. And I was like, Elite, you missed Spanish. And I was like, no, I didn't. Yeah, Elite, you missed Spanish. No, I didn't. And there was this thing that a lot of people used to do. But I remember there was this specific teacher in fifth grade that stopped doing it, where people would be like, no, miss, I was there when he handed in. I was there when he handed in. I was there when he handed in. But I guess many people just started doing that fakely, like, I would just say, yeah, miss, I saw him, and I wouldn't even be there, like, when he was handing it in, but I would say I saw him, or saw her. And teachers, actually, here comes the threatening. Teachers will say, okay, whoever, from now on, tells me that they saw him hand the homework, and we don't find them, and we find out it's a lie, they're going out with a conduct notice, because we had something called conduct notice back in my school. And it's like, okay, what? I'm just trying to be supportive. And there were friends that actually saw me grab, like, put the paper there. And they didn't say they saw me because they were scared. And I understood them. They were like, I'm sorry, man. But if I say that you put it there, and as sure as I can be, they're probably not going to find it. Even if the teacher lost it, they will blame me for saying I saw you. And then I will get affected. And that's where you understand, it's like, you know, yeah, it's true. We're both victims here. You cannot help me, because then you'll be affected. So I was talking about this in recess when a guy, not really a friend, comes at me and says, hey, did you know that people used to do that to me? And I was like, really? Why did I never know? And I was like, yeah, people used to hide my homeworks. And I was like, whoever talked about hiding homeworks? But he was just like, okay, we were in third grade, okay? But I didn't reflect on this until later. I was very innocent, so I was like, oh really, hiding homeworks, what do you mean? And he's like, you know what, your homework was probably hidden. They probably hid your homework somewhere. I was like, oh no, how do you know? And it's like, they used to do that to me. I was like, oh, poor guy, tell me about it. And he was like, I don't know who, but there were people who used to grab my homeworks from the pile, put them in a ball, put them in the bottom of the teacher's desk, at the very corner, in the right. They would just put the ball there, place it there, and I would just have to crouch down, look under the teacher's table, and there would be my homework. And I'll just hand it in. Sometimes it was a little bit wrinkled, but that's how I found it. I think there's people that think it's funny. And he tried to empathize with me, and it feels so cool to know that. I was like, oh my god, that's oddly specific. But I didn't think it was oddly specific. I just thought he was trying to help me, because that had happened to him before. So, as you may have guessed, I went under the desk, took the paper, take a look under the desk. There was my paper. Unwrinkled the paper. It was my Spanish homework. There. Wrinkled, but there. So, Yeah, and I came to my house and I told my mom. And my mom called the school and everything, and I was like, what did you do? And he was like, yeah, I was just accusing the guy. I was like, you know who did it? And she's like, yeah, it's in the Office Elite. And I'm like, no. Who was it? And he was like, this guy, like the guy who helped me. And I was like, but he helped me. Why would you say it was him? He helped me. He was the guy who, if it hadn't been for him, I wouldn't have gotten my paperback. And and she was like, Elite, you gotta realize that was oddly specific. Isn't it weird that your teacher, when you told her about this, hadn't even heard about other people doing that to other students? The guy clearly was bored or somehow hates you and got your paper and got it behind the back. And when he saw you were actually getting worried, he tried helping you because he thought it would be the best way to clear things out. And I was like, dang, that's true. And I was forced into saying who did it. But that guy was like, I feel good because he helped me. Like, at the end, he redeemed himself. Like, my mom didn't understand that. The teachers didn't understand that. But the teachers wanted me to say it was this guy. I didn't. Because I didn't. I was like, okay, miss, I prefer not to say anything because then you would, you can find out by yourselves. And it's like, no, tell us. And I'm like, no, I didn't give my reasons except for my mom. I did give them to her because it was like, he actually told me where it was. That's a sign that he regretted what he did. And that's cool. That's what we should be telling children. And I think I've gotten into the lies section. Like, I've talked about lies before. Lies are done because we humans have experienced reward by lying. Like, if you get to work and if you say you overslept, that's a crossing your responsibility. That's bad responsibility from your part. But if you don't, if you say there was traffic, then that's nothing. And the same outcome happened. And maybe you would say, let's educate the society to not, like, to accept honesty. And it's like, yeah, anyways, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And as I see here, like, the guy basically regretted what he did. He told me about it. Of course, he didn't want to tell me it was him. But he did. And I was getting, like, threatened. I was like, okay, if you don't tell us who he is, then you're also going to be punished with a conduct notice. And I was like, what? No. So I ended up saying who it was. And yeah, I don't know what happened next. They just refused to tell me if something happened. The guy, we barely talked again, but it was a bit sad to be threatened to say that when I really didn't want it. I actually wanted him to get away with it. And even, you know what even got me mad? The fact that the Spanish teacher didn't even care. She knew what happened, but she was like, I lowered you 10 points from your assignment. And I was like, what the hell? Why? 10 points is like 10%. And like, why? And she's like, no, because it was badly presented. And I was like, do you even know what happened? And she's like, yeah, but I receive goodly present. I receive work that is presentable. You hand it in late. I'm not taking off points from that. But you hand it in, but it wasn't a bad presentation. So I'm actually going to take points for that. And I was like, what the hell? Why? But yeah, they took points off from me, and I don't even know if they punished the guy. They probably did, but that sucked. That was awful. But yeah, time passed by and anything. But this is something that I hate about plagiarism, and that is something that shows in the movie Scent of a Woman. Again, you should watch the movie Scent of a Woman with your family, probably. Your family will probably enjoy it. So, like, for example, my grandfather is the one who enjoys the movie the most. He's the one who recommended it to me. When I started showing him, like, Netflix and stuff, he told me, like, is this movie there? And I was like, oh my god, he's actually making recommendations. And he makes the good recommendations. I make the bad ones, actually. Sometimes it's like, hey, do you want to watch something else? He's like, yeah. And it's always for the movies that I recommend. But it talks about how the system shouldn't be about rewarding people who hurt others. Like, Yeah, if your system, in this case the school or the police or something, in this system, if it doesn't affect someone, if someone decides not to talk, they should be able to. People can decide whether to testify or not. People should decide whether to snitch or not. That's how it works. In my other school, there was a story about other students who put a pin thing, like those things. Yeah, those pointy things where you the things you use to hang things on a bulletin board, those little pins. I think I have one, but I will be only showing it to the video version of the podcast. Never mind, I don't have. Do I have some? No, I don't. So, yeah, those pointy things. Tic-tacs, I think. Tacs. They're tacs. So, like TACKS. So, somebody put a tack on the teacher's seat, and the teacher sat on the tack, and it was pointy, so she was heard. She screamed. A lot of people were talked to. Nobody wanted to say who really was. And you know how they got who really was? They said, they grabbed the guy who was, as me, very worried about his academic and everything. He didn't want to get a bad grade in conduct. And they told him, you know what? We think it's you. So you're going to get punished. You're going to get a conduct notice. And I think he had a scholarship and they were threatening to remove his scholarship. So the guy just spoke. The guy was like, no, it was this, this, and that. And they actually rewarded him. They were like, thank you very much. You will now not lose your scholarship, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, man, you just rewarded a guy after threatening him for something he didn't even do. And it seems his right to stay quiet. And that sucks about plagiarism. But why do I hate plagiarism? Is it because people have an unfair advantage on me when I don't use it? Yes, but I have a very bad... just history of plagiarism. So if you're somebody that copies or anything, listen to this, because I can say that I am happy that I went this at an early age. I did this when people didn't really care a lot about it. I did this when committing academic dishonesty wouldn't leave an untouchable mark on your curriculum forever. Okay? Because that happens. If you copy or something, in many school systems, many advanced school systems, it just stays there forever, and you don't want that. So, I have copied before. I have shared answers. I normally used to get a benefit from it, either money. When I was a kid, I used to collect stamps. So I would just say either give me money for stamps or give me stamps. Or with friends, it'll be the classic, you give me, I give you, homeworks. It'll be pretty cool. I never cheated on a test, because it's hard to cheat on a test, so I rather better study instead of focusing on how to cheat on a test. There were guys who got to a quiz once, bragging how they spent 3 hours the day before developing a system on how to communicate during the quiz, and they spent 3 hours that I studied for that quiz in 1 hour or less. They spent 3 trying to develop a communication system, and they didn't get 100, and I did. So sometimes it's better to just study. But yeah, I have done, have copied, I have changed, I have exchanged answers. If anybody important is watching this podcast, this happened in elementary school, okay? I don't think I've done something similar before. I don't think I've done something similar until before 7th grade. So the story I want to tell you the most about is that there's the law of Murphy, which says that if anything bad can happen, it will happen, and I am the god of law of Murphy. Man, do I love that law, because it always applies to me. Years ago, I decided that I was going to share answers with my school, because I did a homework, which the teacher didn't announce, the teacher didn't write on the board, but she did mention it, I remember it. I always write my homework down, so I didn't forget. She also uploaded it on the school website, so it was fine. I looked at the website, the homework was there, I did it, but most of the classroom did not. And that's where I say, plagiarism does ruin friendships. A guy asked me for my homework. he is a guy that I know is intelligent and everything. And I was like, I felt bad for him because it was like, hey, it wasn't really because he just didn't want to. He just forgot, per guy, and that's going to affect his grades. And we go back to criticizing the educational system again. Have I been saying economic system? No, I hope I've been saying educational system. Anyways, if you're confused by me saying something, I normally mean educational system. I don't think I've said anything else, but okay. So this guy, he had my sheet, my math sheet. He left it on his desk while he was copying. He went to the bathroom, a girl grabbed it without permission. A girl, and then another girl grabbed it from the girl's desk. Then the moment I turned back to the classroom, because I normally was minding my own business, as most of us should in a classroom, there were five people together in a desk, just copying my answers word by word. And I don't have a great handwriting. And that's this why I mean with copy smarter, like be smart at copying. These people, there was the last problem, which I included full procedure of the problem. In the procedure of the problem, it was like a long division or something. Imagine in the division, like, you know how you divide, like using the little house thing. In the house, it was a clear, imagine, 9165. But in the answer, the 9165, the one looked like a 2. And the procedure, it did not. My first friend, the first friend who I gave the sheet to, he got it right. He actually put a 1. But people didn't understand my handwriting and they wrote a 2. That's how the teacher realized that majority of the classroom had a 2 there for some reason, but they still had the procedure correctly, meaning that I was punished for that. And I think that was basically the last time I committed academic fraud, because it hurts so bad. And the teacher talked to me about it. She was like, Elite, you don't want that. You don't want a decision that big to ruin your future. It is your future who we're talking about. And it is technically on my right to, if we were on college, it will be my right to dismiss you out of the subject. You will lose the subject. You will probably have that stamp or that experience there forever. And everybody's going to know that you committed academic dishonesty. And I feel so bad there that I just decided, I made a promise to myself that I wasn't doing it again. It has been hard though. I've resisted many temptations, but don't do it, guys. It's bad. I'm the one who gets caught, and people who copy, you know, because it's not because they're dumb or stupid or anything. Well, they might as well be by doing it, if they do it carelessly, but it's not because of that, that they normally just spit it out. It's because copying becomes, such a normal aspect in the life that they talk about it openly and everything. It just becomes part of their school system. For them, school involves copying. For them, school involves sharing answers. For them, school means the constant stress during a test of cheating, the constant stress of cheating during a test, or the creating a plan for the teacher to think that you are sick or that you cannot present the exam by any means. That just becomes part of their daily basis, and that just evolves into something that's bad, and that evolves into them just saying it openly, carelessly. I remember being younger, and we were in the oral English class, and what happened was that people gave positive messages about someone. For example, I had to give positive messages to someone named Gabe. I had to give 2 positive and 2 negative. And then Gabe need to give 2 positive and 2 negative to Alina. And then, although I think it was only positive, the negative was later, but on 2 positives to Alina. And then Alina had to give 2 positive to me. And yeah, and the chain went on for the whole classroom. Everybody had to give 2 positive to another person, and they will also receive 2 positive things. And in the oral English class, someone will stand up and talk about the person they had to choose, or they had to talk positive about, and they will say the positive things. You know what happened? I was in a very good relation with the teachers. I've always been. I love doing that because teachers are the ones who are basically responsible for the future. And as much as it shouldn't be, people are affected by emotions. And if a teacher dislikes you, she has the right to dislike you. We're humans. We like and dislike people always. And if a teacher dislikes you, it's probably going to hurt. Like, whether you want it or not, whether it's fair or not, if a teacher dislikes you, you just don't want that. And that happens always. You always want to have a good relationship with people because having an okay relationship or a good relationship, it's better than them disliking you and that possibly hurting you from something that's apart from your relation. Either it is employee and boss, secretary and boss, and or like anything like teacher and student, parents and sons, sister and brother. It always comes to that, to having a good relationship, at least a decent one, where you think that negative emotions won't really affect you. So it hurt so bad to see this girl openly, like, I was so mad at her. We weren't even friends. I don't think I ever gave her answers. I normally explain answers, as you might expect, the type of guy I am. I normally am the guy who's like, do you have the answers? No, but I can tell you, how to do it, you know, and they'll just be like, oh. No, but I'm that kind of guy. And at this point, I was decreasing a lot my giving of answers. It was only like, what did you write here? I wrote that. What did you write here? Oh, I wrote that. Oh, cool, cool. Okay, cool. And that's it. That was my academic dishonesty, which is still academic dishonesty. But yeah, it was time ago. It was years ago. But the girl, I know she was still a girl. We were boys and girls. But the girl just stands up and says, what I like about Elite is that, yeah, something she said. Like, let's say she said that I'm incredibly handsome and so out of reach of society. but she also said, I loved how he always helps us by giving us the answers to everything. And I don't know if she did it out of hate. I don't know if she actually meant to do that or if she actually thought it was something good to say, to exaggerate the fact that I have exchanged answers with other people by saying I give everyone answers when they need them. It hurt. But what hurt the most was not being bad staff by that girl, which I didn't even care about. It was looking at the teacher looking at me, and she was just like, okay. She wouldn't punish me on the spot because the girl didn't give any details or anything. They could have asked her, okay, tell me, what has he done? Or they could have just straight up punished me. The girl had just admitted that. Of course, I would have defended myself and probably won. But it hurt to see that fast. All the trust and everything the teacher had on me just disappeared. And it wasn't the same for the rest of the year. The year lasted about 2 or 3 more months. And that was before the math thing I told you about. And same thing went for the math teacher. She lost trust on me. It wasn't the same. She couldn't see me the way she saw me always. And I hated that. And I hated that feeling. And one of the things that I have is that I hate letting people down, and I hate letting people pity me. Whenever someone is going to give me a follow on Twitch or a subscription or even money, like donate me money for something, if you're going to like donate me money, if you right now are like, oh, I like this guy's podcast, let's give him some $5. Let's give him $5. I'm not against that. But if you're like, oh my God, look at his shirt. It's a bit wrinkled. He probably needs money. I hate that. Don't do that. Don't pity me. I'm okay. I'm okay by myself. Like, I just hate when people do that. Like, they just like, it's like, he needs it. Oh, he wants, you know, when people feel bad for me, I just don't like that. Because it is not their problem. They should not be mining about it. That's why I don't like talking about my problems or anything. And if I do, I talk to them about problems that are already solved, like plagiarism. Like, that's a problem. That was a problem in my life that I basically decided to solve, which is just not do it and be in constant fight against it. So, wow, this extended a lot already. But Let's summarize the podcast. If you somehow haven't been paying attention for anything, or you've just been listening in the background to my nonsense. First, watch the movie Send the Full Woman so that you kind of understand what I mean. Second of all, it is bad for us to be threatened to snitch on people, because it's really not our problem, it's theirs, to find out who did something and how to punish them. If we find a punishment unfair, just think that people deserve it because they were warned. People know that what they're doing is wrong. And even if someone steals money because they're poor, the crime is there. And changes can be made. Like, teachers can decide whether to expel a guy or just give them no credits for the work they copied on. So just don't be afraid. If you think, just follow your gut. If you think something is unfair and it's legitimately affecting you, you should actually reach to someone and talk about it. Try to be as anonymous as possible. This is also from experience. You don't really want problems with people. You don't know if... Imagine you get a guy's belt, and the guy just goes to the teacher and says, "Hey, I'll give you $5 if you tell me who snitched on me." And that guy's parents are rich, and that guy's parents rich. That richness of their parents gives them power, and that power makes them make my life impossible just because I ruined the future of their kid, which I didn't. I told the authorities that their kid was doing something wrong. But in their eyes, it would be me ruining their future, because if I hadn't done that, he wouldn't be in trouble. But if he hadn't done something that would have caused him to get in trouble, I wouldn't have said anything because there was nothing to say. So yeah, if you're going to snitch on someone, try to be as anonymous as possible. But I don't like snitching. But I dislike it as much as I dislike plagiarism and copying and academic dishonesty. And I hope you now understand that I'm not the guy who, like, "Oh my god, teacher, they're copying. Oh my god, teacher, they're breaking the rules of the school. Oh my god, teacher, they're..." Or my god, officer, they're doing illegal stuff there. Like, I've seen my friends drink. I've seen people on, like, at the age of 15 drink when it's illegal. Like, it's literally illegal. I've seen parents being okay with that. And so, and it's like, I don't know. I ain't no snitch. I'm not going to call the police there. But, and that's not how if I hated breaking the rules that way, like, I hated the action of someone breaking the rules, I wouldn't be like the way I am. I hate plagiarism because it has done me so bad. It has hurted me so much. It has done bad to me. Plagiarism is something that does you bad. And it's like, imagine, it's like people that were once or are alcoholics. They will tell you, they will be the first person to tell you, don't drink, don't do drugs, don't smoke, because they know how bad it can affect your life. I am telling you, thank God I have experienced so much bad luck, or the Morphe's Law to its extremes while doing plagiarism. Because maybe your friends copy all the time. And yes, that happens to me too. But maybe your friends copy all the time. But trust me, it's better to leave your friends copy all the time. And maybe once get caught, maybe once they get caught. Or maybe they just get away with it and they never get caught. But it's better than if you do it and you get caught. Because trust me, I've always thought, if they never get caught, what is the possibility of me getting caught? And even if I take extra steps compared to what they do to copy, I would be the first to get caught. And that might happen to you. Okay, Morphe's Law. If something can go wrong, it will go wrong. So, if you do that, you're just... Yeah. Apart from, oh, you're not learning. Oh, you're just... in the real world, there will be no plagiarism. You can get arrested and stuff. Apart from all that moral stuff, it will do bad at you. It will hurt you mentally, emotionally, and even physically. To do things that are like that, to have friends backstab you when they discover both of you copying, and your friend just says, "It wasn't me, it was him." And the friend is the friend who you thought will never snitch on you, will snitch on you. The teacher who you will think will trust you will never trust you. Everything will go wrong when it comes to plagiarism, or so I have experienced. So don't copy, don't cheat, don't do those kinds of stuff. Because I don't like it, not because it's bad morally, not because I want you to grow as a better person. It's because I don't want you to grow as a bad person, someone who has been hurt, okay? I don't want you to be in the position that I am right now, but in high school, or in college, or in work. I don't want you to be in that position, I'm telling you, avoid it. Because it brings nothing else than trouble. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Messy Future. I hope you got something from it. I hope you, if you copy your cheating test, at least decrease it or search help. Actually, I don't think, like, you can, the year's about to end. Get your grades. If you're going to graduate. If you have a teacher you can of confidence, talk to her, or probably just talk to your parents. And talk about them what your problem is. You're like, okay, I want to stop copying exams. And once you let the problem out, it's going to feel way less private. And that's what happens with people that screw up by, like the girl who said, as if it was nothing. Elite just passes the homework. It's like that. Okay? You as more open as you feel, you're going to accept it, and you're going to accept that you need to change it. And every time next time you're going to copy, you're going to be like, no, because my parents know. And after this test, my parents, the first thing they're going to ask me is, did you copy? And I cannot say yes. Okay. So just try to get something out of this podcast. If you didn't understand it, listen it again. And if you didn't understand it at all, because this is Messy Future, so you're allowed to not understand stuff. Well, then. I recommend you send me a DM on any social media. I have Instagram at Elite Gentro, Twitter at Elite Gentro, TikTok at Elite Gentro. I have YouTube, Spotify, everything. So yeah, if you have any questions, just ask me. If you didn't understand it, you can listen to it again, or ask people that maybe know about this, teachers, parents, cousins. Many people know about this topic. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you guys on the next time. Have a very, very nice day. Remember to love your teammates, and life is in the game. Remember to respect nature, and finally, remember to do your homework without cheating. Have a lovely day, and I'll see you guys next time. And remember, if you're still going to cheat after this episode, at least do it smartly. Work harder, not smarter. I'll see you guys next... No. Work smarter, not harder. I'll see you guys next time. Have a lovely day, and I'll see you all you guys on the next episode or the next stream, whatever comes in first. Bye.